Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, March 20th, 2014. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and clash with local youth, and the Army Civil Administration hand out demolition orders to Palestinian-owned structures. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of Palestinians were injured and 17 kidnapped during invasions targeting West Bank communities on Thursday. Security sources said that Israeli forces raided Jenin City in northern West Bank and its refugee camp three times, with clashes erupting between soldiers and young Palestinians. Most wounded residents suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and received treatment by local medics. Several Palestinians were also injured after being attacked and beaten by the invading soldiers. Occupation forces abducted on Thursday 12 Palestinians from the village of Zabuba, west of Jenin. Moreover, 5 Palestinians were kidnapped on Thursday by Israeli troops from Azzoun village east of Qalqilya. Israeli forces also stormed the village of Beit Qad, Deir Abu Da'if, Malaysia, and Az-Zababda in northern West Bank, set several military checkpoints at the main entrances, and hindered the movement of the citizens. Later on Thursday afternoon, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers invaded the village of Al-Tabaka in southern West Bank. Troops invaded the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes, causing damage and injuries, witnesses reported. Elsewhere, Israeli occupation authorities on Thursday morning served 4 demolition orders for infrastructure projects in the Palestinian village of Khirbet At-Tawil to the south of the West Bank city of Nablus. The Israeli Army's civil administration personnel, accompanied with military patrols, came to Khirbet At-Tawil in the morning, handed residents demolition orders for power lines and water reservoir. The orders include the demolition of the power network, which was funded by the Belgian government in 2007. Also included is the demolition of a water network and pipes linking houses, agricultural facilities and fields, as well as the demolition of a well which gathers water owned by Palestinian farmers and a power pole. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, March 20th, 2014 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.